Sunday Satsang, August 23rd, 2020, Radha Kundam. It says, question asked, Sakis and Mandris are born as great devotees in the material world, but Buddha Jiva's conditioned souls are also taking repeated births. Both of these personalities do their duties, but both of them go on and on in the life and death cycle. Are they two in the cycle? Are they two in a cycle? Sakis and Mandris born as great devotees. The Sakis and Mandris you're speaking of, when Krishna comes to this world, the Sakis and Mandris appear with him. When he leaves this world, they leave with him and go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Or some of the Sakis, they're Deva Kanyas, they return to the Deva Loka. That's the first point. The Buddha Jivas are rotating in the samsara from time immemorial. Anantakal. Krishna Bhayur Mukha Anantakal. Since time immemorial, beginning with time, the outward facing Jivas, conditioned souls, are rotating the samsara chakra. Those devotees that are the Sakis and Mandris that appear in this world, they have spiritual forms and they return to the spiritual world. And Krishna goes, they're definitely not in the cycle of samsara chakra. Sakis and Mandris is like Rupa Mandri is Rupa Goswami, Vishaka Saki is Ramananda Roy, Lalita Saki is Srupa Damodar. All these Parishads of Mahaprabhu, they were Sakis and Mandris, appeared as Brahmins and other devotees. They came here for one life, to assist the Lord in his Leela. When the Lord's Leela left, they came with the Lord and they left with the Lord. That's a main point here. Now what else? That's the main point. Are they two in a cycle? No, they're not in the cycle of samsara. They're in the Nitya Leela. Sometimes Nitya Leela is prakat in the material world, and sometimes it's aprakat. They're not reborn. They're not under karma.